Special guest joining us on this Thursday morning, we welcome Shane Runyon. Hi, Shane. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Dwayne. It is great to be on air with you all this morning.
Well, glad to talk to you. Now, Shane Runyon, I guess in the time we have this morning, give us the crib note version about Shane Runyon and your story a little bit.
Well, I guess to give you the short story, I am a Southern Ohio guy, and I was actually a teacher making country music, and the summer of 2015, last summer, I found myself at the CMAs as selected as an emerging artist, and I had just put out a new CD, and, you know, me and the folks around me, we thought, man, this couldn't be the normal life of a history teacher. And so for the past year, we've been doing it full time. That year I went back and had full support of my principals and all those folks. We bought a tour bus, and me and my wife and a couple bandmates and the dogs have hit the road and been playing country music ever since.
Now, who's some of the notables you've opened for or played with?
Man, we've ran into a lot of people along the way. Everybody from Thousand Horses, those were some guys that kind of ran into and were able to hang out with early on, to at the CMAs. I always like to say one of the pinching moments was I'm sitting on a couch in what they call the green room, little backstage chill out area, having coffee, and there's Darius Rucker sitting there on Twitter or something, checking his Twitter. I thought, oh my gosh, this is crazy. And to be honest with you, I have an embarrassing story that your listeners would probably appreciate. I'm sitting there on the couch. An older gentleman sits down beside of me down at the CMAs, and we're talking. We're having a great time. And the people around us keep coming. And before I know it, there's a pretty good little group of us sitting there. And I introduce myself. I said, by the way, my name's Shane Runyon. You know, so nice to meet you, this, that, and the other. And this guy could tell I was completely clueless. And finally, he let me off the hook. He goes, by the way, son, my name's Mickey Gilley. And I said, oh, of course it is, sir. Yeah. So we've been fortunate to run into a lot of folks along the way. And actually had Diamond Rio's fiddle player with us. The guy that played mandolin with him for a while actually played with us for a little bit of time. So, man, it's a neat little tight-knit community.
Well, Shane Runyon is our guest on the phone this morning. He's performing at the Lonely Night Saloon at the Crane Village this Saturday. It's part of their Sounds of Summer big outdoor event and beer garden, cornhole tournament, great live music. You've got Trey Hughes there, too, as well as Dixie Stomp. So a jam-packed day of entertainment and fun at the Lonely Night Saloon Saturday. What time are you set to take the stage, Shane?
We are playing from 4:30 to 6:30. Ish. You know how music goes. Sometimes we're give or take a few minutes, but yeah, we'll be around 4:30 to 6:30. And, man, it's going to be a great day. The Lonely Night Saloon is a place that I've been playing, since November. And it's just a really cool vibe place. It's a cool thing. And, the owner managers of that place are really awesome. And, I've been working with Jeremy, who a lot of people have come to know, one of the owners, and man, they're putting on this event. It's something really great for the community. It's just something really unique to have in small town USA, to have just a little evening of music where you can go out and play cornhole and have a drink and listen to music. It's going to be a blast.
It really is. It's an all-day event Saturday. Gates open at noon. Music starts at 1 p.m. The Lonely Night Saloon, a short drive wherever you're listening today at the Crane Village. Jump on 69, about 20 minutes from here in Washington, and you're in for a treat. Well, Shane, what's new for you now? I know you've had the release of Two Piece, your big hit single, and are you doing any new music now?
Yeah, I sure am. So I'm actually recording a new album, and a lot of people over the years have likened my voice and just my sound to almost like a John Mellencamp-esque sound, and I've always been very, very flattered by that reference. And so this album kind of, I've noticed, has that. It's a little bit more rootsy, so it kind of has that John Mellencamp meets country vibe. And and I have a song all the way from kind of a spiritual song that's talking about not judging someone. I call it Tattoos. And then we have a song about raising a little Cain. It's called, it's a song about Clint Eastwood, we call Eastwood. And it's a really fun album. We're about to put that out in August, which is shoot right around the corner.
Well, it's great to talk to you, Shane, and catch up, and certainly look forward to big things to come. The 2015 CMA Emerging Artist, Shane Runyon, joining us on the phone, performing Saturday, 4:30. They'll hit the stage at the Lonely Night Saloon, Sounds of Summer Outdoor Music Fest and Beer Garden, the Lonely Night Saloon in the Crane Village. Worth your drive this Saturday for a full day of great music and great fun. Shane, again, thanks so much for taking time to talk with us. We appreciate it, and look forward to seeing you Saturday at the Lonely Night Saloon.
Well, yeah, I'm looking forward to being there, and all you listeners out there of Duane and of the Memories Radio Station, y'all come by, say hi, say that Duane sent y'all, and we'll all play some cornhole and play some great music. It's going to be a good time.
All right, Shane. Well, again, thanks so much. Look forward to it on Saturday. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Duane.
You bet. Shane Runyon, again, one of the featured artists at the Lonely Night Saloon Saturday. Gates open at noon, and the music starts at 1 o'clock at the Crane Village.